strain your ear a little bit. There it is. It's a centuries-old acoustic keyboard instrument of a particular vintage called a harpsichord. You're not likely to hear such an instrument being played in a small pre-war apartment building, nestled in a blue-collar neighborhood in this section of Western Queens. But there it is. And it's not a recording. Everyone in the building has been hearing it lately. Interestingly, no one has complained, even though some tenants have been disturbed by it, because anyone who has lived in this particular building, if they've lived there long enough, they have learned not to complain about such things. Well, there are complainers, and then there are the innocent ears of the curious.
Nuh-uh! You don't got a piano in there, Jose! I've been in your apartment 100 times!
It's not a piano, not exactly. You have to see it to believe it. I knew if I told you, you'd think I was fibbing, but you gotta hurry. We only have 5 minutes before it stops.
Okay, hurry up and show me then.
You have to promise not to tell anyone, okay? Not even my parents know.
Okay, I promise.
You have to swear. Swear on your Millennium Falcon Lego set you got for Christmas.
All right, I swear.
You hear it, Theo?
Yeah. I get it, though. It's a recording, man.
Oh, yeah? Open the kitchen door right there.
Why?
That's where it is. That's where they are. Go on, open the door. Are you afraid?
Me? No. This place is nothing like the way
Squire Stevens, cease your recital for a moment. If you two would like to accompany us, I'll have to request that you enter and that you shut the door behind you.
I'm sorry to disturb you, ma'am.
Isn't she beautiful? That big white curly hair, like from those old paintings in the museum.
I think we should go.
Or you can stay and shut the door behind you.
Why does she want us to shut the door, Jose?
So that we may all play a game together.
What is that?
It's a
what
cat.
What is she doing?
Oh, it's a cat's cradle. Let's play.
Jose!
Please, miss, let us play. I really want to play.
Splendid. You'll soon have your turn. As soon as you shut the lovely door behind you.
To borrow the words of John Keats, I compare human life to a large mansion of many apartments, two of which I can only describe, the door of the rest being as yet shut upon me. Are you ready, my friends? You've trudged through the slushy snow. You've waited a week. Are you ready? Are you ready to embrace the strangeness of the city life that we endure here? Surrounded by the unknown, above us, below us, to either side of us, in the place that we nest, the sweet secret darkness of being alone, but never truly alone. As we hide away tonight in the quiet confines of the apartment complex, do ready yourselves, my dears, for this is no common ghost tour. For this is Fireside Mystery Theater.
Thank you.
Wow, wow. And thank you for joining us this evening in the swank swinging and slightly sinister slipper room as we are here. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming out to join us. Tonight, I have with me a special guest that will be joining us throughout our show tonight. His name is Mr. Hermes Wilson. Hermes? This is Hermes Wilson, everyone. He is the caretaker of... Enjoy it, Hermes.
Hello.
He's the caretaker of our main character tonight. Our main character in tonight's tales, which is a building that he is the super at.
That's this correct. Building,
yes. And this is a building that is... it's located
Please, we agreed not to give out the exact address, remember?
Oh, right. I apologize.
It's okay.
Okay, but you can tell us this. You're the super in a small pre-war five-story apartment building.
Yes, yeah, 21 unit, including my apartment too.
But there's one floor.
The fourth floor.
Yes, the fourth floor.
The apartments up there. We have some trouble with the apartments up there.
Okay, so I paid a visit with you recently and saw for myself their lovely apartments, their beautiful old moldings and wainscoting. I mean, come on, wainscoting? Nicely kept hardwood floors, lovely exposed brick, clean and modern bathrooms, and spacious kitchens.
Excellent heat, no real problem with the mice or cockroaches, lots of free parking. Close to the subway, the BQE, but we have trouble renting them sometimes.
Well, and it's just minutes from Manhattan and from Greenpoint, Brooklyn. But you say that you can't move these apartments. Well, so maybe you're asking too much for them.
Building management just lowered the price again. $800 for two bedrooms.
What?
No broker fee either. You deal directly with them.
Oh, hang on. I'm not so easily spooked. Who do I talk to there?
Settle down, dear James. This is Fireside Mystery Theater, not Craigslist Live.
$800 a month? A two-bedroom
yes.
In New York City? My God! I mean, imagine all that extra money at the end of the month. I mean, I could afford to buy name-brand ramen again.
Hey! Oh, James, you need a roommate?
$400 each month? You and me, Courtney? This show is getting better by the second. Best Fireside ever.
Oh, and we could totally Airbnb that sucker. Wring some extra profit out of it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's just hope it's not a walk-up, you know, with my, the asthma and all.
Right, well, okay. You and your asthma. But now, come on. Now, Hermes, I'm so sorry that we've had this interruption. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you, James. Now, Hermes, tell me, how long have you been the super at this building?
Oh, 1975, 76?
That is quite a long time. You've seen New York change in a bunch of different ways, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, so there were always problems with this fourth floor.
No problem. Not the beginning. Not until around 1982. One day, two sisters and a brother come to visit their uncle's place after he died. Mm-hmm. His place, it was on the fourth floor.
It's me.
You said it's really bad in there, huh, Hermes?
Well, you know, your uncle, he's living here his whole life.
Yeah, Uncle Ann was supposedly born in this apartment.
Uncle Ann? Why you call Mr. Tonelli that?
His name was Anthony. We called him Aunt for short. He was our mother's older brother.
Okay, I see.
Uncle, aunt. Pretty funny, huh?
I like it.
It was cute, before he lost his marbles.
Now, I remember when he used to be a very nice man. Everybody liked him.
He was smart as a whip. He could clear the New York Times crossword in under 15 minutes, even on Sunday. And how he'd kick my ass at chess.
Oh, so how does someone like that end up like this?
Mental illness for you.
That fine line between genius and insanity people are always talking about.
He was such a genius. Why was he a security guard his whole life? Hermes?
Yes?
We've been standing out here for a while. Are we going in?
Sorry.
Just how bad is it in there?
It's real bad. Like nothing I ever see.
Man.
Oh, well, this is where Mama grew up. Remember we used to come here as kids so many years ago? And I don't recognize this place at all. I can't believe it. Oh, Uncle Aunt, what did you do to this place?
Oh, that smell. Oh, God.
Whoa.
When we find your uncle, they say he probably dead for about a month. You don't pay the rent for more than 2 months. Con Ed, they turn off his power. That's when I start to worry. I call the police. They have to break down the door. I gotta tell you, never seen anything like this. He never let anybody inside. Look at all of the...
junk! It's just junk everywhere. How could anyone live like this?
Oh, careful, Christina. Don't touch that. I'd fall on you. This crap is stacked right up to the ceiling.
All these mounds of clothing. Oh, what era do you think these jackets are from?
He was a big guy. Most of those clothes wouldn't even fit him.
He was just collecting stuff for the sake of collecting it.
Look at this thing. Oh, what a shame. These old suits might have really been nice, well, once upon a time.
They're too moldy and disgusting to donate to anyone now.
Old newspapers, magazines, bicycle wheels, broken old TV sets. Looks like a Goodwill store exploded in here or something.
Oh, what is this? He has these Campbell soup cans stacked in pyramids?
Yeah, I bet we could make $1,000 returning all the empty bottles in here.
Stacks of empty picture frames? Jars and jars of all different sizes filled with...
What are those jars filled with?
Oh, I don't want to know.
Ugh.
Oh.
So, Uncle Aunt was a hoarder.
How was he not evicted? This place is a huge fire hazard, isn't it?
He lived here his whole life. I never bothered him. Never had to come in here. He always keep to himself. Never complain about nothing. Always pay the rent on time, so I don't know nothing about any of this.
This is so sad. If Mama were still alive, this would have broken her heart.
I can't help feeling a little guilty, you know? I mean, the man was sick.
Look, he cut himself off from us. We didn't cut ourselves off from him. I mean, look around. Would anybody have been able to deal with this guy?
Here. This is where we uncovered your uncle.
Uncovered?
When we broke down the door, it took a long time to find him.
You're kidding me. This is a two-bedroom apartment.
Well, we followed the smell to this spot. He was buried under lots of stuff. We think a lot of stuff just fell on top of him.
Oh, the coroner said he had a heart attack.
That's what he said, yeah.
This is crazy.
When we find him, like I said, he already dead. Maybe a month. The body was all, I would say, chewed up.
Did you just say chewed up?
Oh, yes. The funeral home made some mention of that. It was cheaper to cremate him than to display him. Thank God.
It looked like rats were eating the body or something.
Rats in this place? What a shocker. Speaking of, can we get out of here?
Well, there are some personal items of Mama's I'd like to see if we can find.
Good luck with that.
Well, we can see that Uncle Aunt didn't throw anything away. If we can at least find Grandma's jewelry and silverware and maybe some old photos and letters that Grandma and Grandpa kept, that would mean a lot to me.
It would mean a lot to me too, sis, but honestly, I don't want to spend any more time in here than is absolutely necessary. This is really bad in here, really bad.
Mr. Wilson.
Please, Hermes.
Hermes, don't worry. We're all gonna chip in and pay some guys to clean this hellhole up. I mean, clean it out. Make it rentable again.
Oh, this is so sad. Uncle Aunt was the last one in that generation of the family to go. Mama, Papa, Aunt Sherry, Uncle Fred. To see it all end like this.
Well, you're the oldest, Christina, the family archivist, keeper of the scrapbook. If you want to rummage around in here, that's up to you. I'd be afraid of what I'd find inside some of these boxes here, personally.
I can see what Dom is saying. Ah! Oh my God!
Terry!
Terry!
Oh,
are you
okay?
All right?
Miss, are you okay?
That was actually kind of funny.
Oh, ass? Shut up!
Sorry. What did you just trip on?
This. My heel got caught in this.
What is that?
Ooh, an old tape recorder. Look, it still has that little microphone attached. I bet it doesn't work. Hmm, what a surprise. The cassette wheels are turning.
So it works.
Mm. Audio diary, September 6th, 1982.
That's Uncle Ange. That's just 3 months ago.
Shh! It's taken me years, 15 years, 15 long years, but I think I finally have solved the riddle. Solved the riddle of the book. I can do it. Yes, I can. I have the resolve. I have the resolve. I have to solve. It has always been right there under my nose. All I had to do was...
Why'd you stop it, Dom? Keep playing it.
It's just the ramblings of a madman, Christina.
Here, give me that thing.
Secrets. No longer a secret. Now I know. I can do it. Yes, I can. Yes. By serving you, you will serve me. Of course. So simple. Well, isn't it always, right? I am brimming with joy. All the sleepless days and nights, the coffee and cigarettes I've burned, thinking while drinking and puzzling. The piece from the museum I've had in my possession all these years. The Shabti figurine. So tiny, but so valuable. So ancient. So powerful.
What did he say? Shabby figurine?
The museum. He was a security guard at the Met for all those years.
The piece from the museum. Well, he says he had it in his possession. I wonder how he came into this possession. I mean, he was just a security guard.
Maybe it was a gift.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
Oh! What the hell?
I don't mean to scare you, but I think that was a rat.
Oh.
God dang it. Never had a real rat problem in this building, and I think we have one now.
Oh.
It just shot past us across the floor and into those boxes. Ugh. Get out of here.
I'm with you, Dom. I think we should take this tape, though, and pay a visit to the Metropolitan Museum in Manhattan. Hermes, thank you for letting us in here.
Thanks, Hermes. I think.
The sleepless days and nights, the coffee and cigarettes I've burned thinking while drinking. Drinking and puzzling, the piece from the museum I've had in my possession all these years. The Shabti figurine, so tiny, but so valuable, so ancient, so powerful.
Wow, I'll be. That is really something else.
So you're able to make some sense of it then, Mr. Schilling?
Well, yes, I believe I can. Your uncle, Anthony Tanelli, as you probably know, worked here at the Met for over 40 years.
Well, he retired from the job, though, right?
Yes, that's correct, 5 years ago. But he certainly would have been fired and arrested had we known. This tape pretty much serves as his confession, hmm? And a fascinating thing is that in the end, he got away with it.
What is this thing he made off with?
Well, it's actually a very, very tiny piece, a figurine. An unusually fine example of an ancient Egyptian ushabti. There's only one ushabti presently missing from our collection.
Ushabti.
In ancient Egypt, the ushabti were figures of various sizes that were placed in tombs. The idea is that they would be called on in the afterlife to serve the dead. Hmm? The Ushabti your uncle is referring to on that tape went missing from our collection, and it was a very small one, less than 2 inches high, but highly unusual in detail and color, and probably at least 6,000 years old. We had it photographed years back for our catalog. Here, take a look. You can see the figure in question right here.
Oh. That just gave me the shivers.
Interesting. You know, you're not the first person I've heard say this about this piece.
Do all the Ushabti have, do they have faces like that one?
No, like I said, this was a very highly unusual little fellow, that piece. I would sure love to know how your uncle managed to get his hands on it. Needless to say, we'd be very eager to get it back here where it belongs at the museum.
Well, like we explained, our uncle just passed away recently, and when going through his things, we stumbled upon that tape. He became something of a recluse, so I'm sure the figure must be somewhere in the apartment.
Good luck finding it, though. And that place is ceiling high with garbage. I mean, he collected it all through the years. We have ourselves a needle in a haystack situation. I mean, that is if he didn't sell it.
I have a good feeling he didn't, and I'm sure we can find it if you don't happen to come across it first. After all, it was found hundreds of feet under the Egyptian desert at one time.
Well, we don't have a lot of time to search for it, Mr. Schilling. We have to have the apartment cleared out ASAP, but I mean, most of his things are going to have to be thrown away.
Okay. Well, here's my business card. Give me a ring. I can come by in a day or two if that works for you, but by all means, if you find it before then, please bring it here immediately.
Mr. Schilling, can I ask you a question?
Oh, sure.
Do you have any idea why this little piece, this little Ushabti, would be so important to my uncle?
Well, in our business, it's not completely unheard of for certain types of museum workers to feel protective about certain pieces and exhibits, to the point that they feel that they are the ones most qualified to preserve and care for them. In a great majority of these cases, however, these folks are fairly delusional, to be sure.
Sounds like Uncle Antal, right?
Oh, hey, Hermes! Hermes, hey!
Hold it there, Hermes! I thought you were going to let us handle that.
Oh, I figured I'd start clearing some things out. You know, get it started. The landlord wants to rent out the apartment again soon. This is a big job. A really big job. I don't have enough room on the sidewalk for all this stuff.
Our people are coming in a couple of days with 2 dumpsters. Don't worry. We'll get it all cleaned out for you.
Couple of days? Why are you here?
Well, we want to take a quick look to see if we can find some personal things before the sanitation crew comes. Please, just hold off throwing anything else out if you can.
Look, in that box.
It's full of books.
Books about Egypt.
Well, maybe the figurine is in there.
Oh, I'll put this box aside, just in case.
Look at this. The Egyptian Book of the Dead.
Oh, let me see that.
What's that passage, the one he underlined?
Oh, it's about the Shabti. It says, illumine the Osiris, insert name of the deceased here, whose word is truth. Hail, Shabti figure, if the Osiris, name of the deceased, be decreed to do any of the work which is to be done in curt nature, let everything which standeth in the way be removed from him. The Shabti figure replieth, I will do it, verily I am here when thou callest.
Weird.
What was Uncle Aunt getting into here? Oh!
You okay, Terry? What is it?
I just got a little chill is all. I don't like the feeling I'm getting here.
Look, there's just a little bit of daylight left. Remember, the power was turned off in Uncle Aunt's apartment, so let's just run up quickly and see if we can recover any family heirlooms.
You can borrow my flashlight. Here.
Oh, thanks, Hermes. Let's all keep an eye out for that figurine, okay?
I hope I'm not the one that finds it. I sure didn't like the look of that thing.
Oh, come on, Terry. You're ridiculous. Little booger is barely 2 inches tall. It's freezing in here.
It's colder in here than it is outside. And it's so dark.
Dom, where are you?
Dom, please don't hog that flashlight for yourself.
I'm right here, dummy. I think I found a closet door. Yep. Makes sense to keep family stuff in here. Here, Terry! Hold the flashlight for a sec. Sure is hard to open the damn freaking door. Ah-ha! Ha-ha-ha-ha! Hey! Look out! Oh!
God! I swear this place is a death trap! What was that?
Oh, the rats. I can't. Let's just get out of here.
Bingo! Okay.
Wait, you found it. The figurine.
No, the silverware. It's in this wooden case.
Well, let's grab it and go.
I just heard something. Did you hear something?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh my God. What is that?
Oh. Okay. It's a tape recorder. It's in my bag.
Oh!
Oh, I must have pressed play by accident. Here it is.
And the Shapti figure replieth, I will do it, for I am here when thou callest. I am here when thou callest. I am here when thou... I am here when thou...
Okay, just grabbing this box of silverware, and we are out of here. It was under the box. Did you see that?
What was that?
It looked right at me.
Let's just get out of here.
Look, it's getting closer to me. Help! What the hell is that?
Here thou callest. Here, when thou callest.
Get away from me! Get away! No! No!
Ah! Hey! Is everybody okay?
Oh my God!
What happened here? What happened to the window? Who broke the window?
He jumped! He was coming toward me, and then he jumped out, jumped through the... Look! I can see it running down the alley. Into the trash.
I don't see nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh my God. It's out there now. We set it free. Oh my God. Oh my God, what have we done? So Hermes, you didn't see anything when you looked out the window that night, right?
I saw nothing. But ever since that night, I start to noticing more things. More things on that floor.
Well, I'd love to talk more about those things in a moment, okay? But Hermes, first, take a break. Wouldn't we all like to catch our breaths for a moment as we delight in dulcet tones? Ms. Martina da Silva will deliver one of her raven-hued torch ballads. We do enjoy them so much, don't we? Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Martina da Silva. She's here for us to sing a haunting song of apartment living called I Don't Want to Hear About It.
Neighborhood, we don't live so good. The rooms are small and the building's made of wood. I hear the neighbors talking about you and me. I guess I heard it all, 'cause the talking's loud and the walls are much too. Sure wasn't thinking of her. that boy in room 149. Talking to a girl I've never seen before. And standing there together, oh, they look so good.
Martina Da Silva. And now a word from one of our sponsors.
Grandpapa, oh Grandpapa, your dying so suddenly has left us with such a terrible dilemma.
What on earth will we wear to the funeral and through our months of mourning?
If it's anything like that dress you wore to Aunt Edna's wake, you have my deepest sympathies.
Oh. Tsk, tsk. Death makes things difficult enough as it is, so don't let it impede on your sense of style. At Meek and Mild's Funarial Fashion Emporium, we offer only the finest in funarial fashions and mourning attire. Located in the heart of the outskirts of New York City's Fashion District, we have been serving only the most discriminating bereaved persons since 1897.
My word! Can't anybody see me crying in this suit?
If you think I'm kneeling before the casket wearing this rag, ugh! Not to worry. At Meek and Mild's, we provide a wide array of only the finest mourning fashions in every possible hue of black, charcoal, gray, and all your other favorite inconsolable colors.
I'm Joseph Mild. When my great-great-great-great-grandfather founded this shop, it was based on a simple principle. Just because you're dying on the inside doesn't mean you have to look like you're dying on the outside. So save the despair for the eulogy and let us make you look like the $1 million you hope to inherit.
Meek and Mild's Funarial Fashion Emporium. When you need to say dress to depress, we make sure every sleeve is fit to grieve. This week only, our tear snatcher special is back. Buy one handkerchief, get one veil free. This week only.
Thank you. That does conclude Act One of our program, and now would be the perfect opportunity to steady those shaking nerves and step up to the bar for a tasty beverage, lovingly prepared by one of our trusty and beautiful bartenders. Judging by what we have in store for you in Act Two, you may want to ask them to make it a particularly strong one. Well, welcome back, neighbors. I'm glad to see that we didn't scare all of you away. We'll do better in this act.
I'm sorry.
Well, so before we go any further, I wanted to call one of our illustrious cast members up to the mic. Oh, you're here.
I'm right here.
This is Eric Davey Gislason, everyone. Now just give him a hand for being who he is. He's adorable. Now, Eric, we really did miss you in the last show.
Yeah, I missed you guys too. I wasn't here in December, and it was an awesome show, the Holiday Haunt show. I listened to the podcast. The podcast was amazing. The music was amazing.
The podcast, okay. Everyone.
You guys did a great,
the podcast.
Great job. Yeah.
Yeah. The podcast was great.
The podcast was amazing.
The podcast is great.
I could not listen to that podcast enough.
Oh, I don't know how to answer that, really, but the podcast, it's great. Well, okay, so, sorry, thank you. Got a little distracted there. Eric, I wanted to talk with you specifically because, well, everybody knows that you dazzle us at the fireside. With your different characterizations and your voices and your energy and your just general cuteness. But not everybody knows that you work in real estate.
Yes, I
do. Am I correct?
Yep. I've been doing it for many years.
Real estate, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All my happy clients are out there tonight.
Well, so perhaps... Well, maybe you could help James and Courtney find a good deal on an apartment then, since they were really, really wanting one.
Sure, yeah.
I'd rather not. I know what they make doing the show.
It's not funny because it's true.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, actually, I do know of a couple of apartments that are also challenging to unload. If you're interested.
Oh, yeah. Well, really? Yeah. So do tell. Yeah. Do
so
tell.
This is true. There was this one apartment, and this was in the West Village, and I've come to know it as the Dungeon Apartment. I had these two clients. They desperately wanted the West Village, and there was only one apartment that I could show them in their price range. So we meet there. We start to look at the apartment, and the kitchen, the bath, the bedroom, everything looks, it's great. They're really digging it. And then we couldn't find the second bedroom. And so we're looking through all the doors.
So it was listed as a two-bedroom.
Oh, yeah. It was listed as a two-bedroom, and there's
and this couple,
no...
They wanted a two-bedroom.
They had to have a two-bedroom, two roommates. And then I found it.
Oh, right. Two roommates.
Yeah. And then I found it. In the middle of the living room, there was this big metal ring attached to a trap door. No lie. A heavy trap door.
Sexy.
This is where you hide the bodies under this door kind of thing. So I lift... the trap door, and I have one eye on the trap door, one eye on my clients, and they're looking at me just partially mortified, but partially like,
wait, so
do we think we can make this work because we really like the West Village kind of thing?
But you had not seen this trap door before.
No, I'd never seen this apartment before. It was the first time I saw this apartment. And so I lift up this trap door, and underneath the trap door is this spiral, circular, tornado metal staircase that leads into complete darkness. So this was in the flip phone days, no flashlights on your, on your phone thing. So I, with my little dim blue light,
right?
Right. We go down into this dungeon, and look, there wasn't buried treasure, there wasn't a dead body. It was just this dingy, dark hole of a space with this accordion door that led to a second bathroom. So now we have a two-bedroom, two-bath duplex.
Complete with chains.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a movie, and they did not rent it. But other than the fact that there was a dungeon...
Oh, they didn't go for it.
They didn't go for it.
Oh.
But other than the fact that there was a dungeon, it was completely normal.
I'm totally in, James. How about you?
I'm already there.
So Eric, okay. So you've rented and sold many apartments in New York City. Mm-hmm. Including apartments with dungeons. But so what was the hardest
one?
You didn't get that one.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What was the hardest one besides dungeon alley in West Village?
Yeah,
besides that one.
Yeah, you think
what was the hardest
that
one?
So there was another apartment in Chelsea on 30th Street. And this apartment was on the market
for a long time.
This apartment was on the market for, so I kept on showing it, and I kept on showing it. And it was the most bizarre thing. You would walk into this apartment, two-bedroom as well. You walk in, and smack dab on the other side of the living room was this plaster human head. that was like, it was like Han Solo entombed in the wall. And I don't know if the landlord just thought, I don't know what the landlord thought. And maybe they're just, they
how
just,
would you not love that?
I don't know. But every time I showed it, week after week, this plaster head, they didn't take it, all they would have, just get a sandpaper or something. But no, they just left it there.
But when you're showing people through and, you know, you come across Han Solo entombed in his plaster effigy, people say anything?
Are they like, I want to rent you? And it's like, I know.
No, I beeline it across the living room and I just stand in front of it like this, acting like it doesn't exist, see if we can get out of there without them seeing it. It doesn't work.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Eric David Gislason, for our little insight into the real estate world of New York City. Well, so now I'd like to get back to our guest, our very honored guest of the evening, Mr. Hermes Wilson, building superintendent. There you are. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Silva.
Silva. Silva. Ali Silva is my name.
Sorry.
So our two remaining stories will have a profound effect on anyone who's ever lived in an apartment. Our next tale is a dramatization of an account that took place in apartment 4C. Am I right, Hermes?
Yes.
It concerns a handsome young lad named Bobby.
I never like him.
Well, why is that?
He always lay with a rent. Plays music too loud. He smoke all the time everywhere. Told him 100 times. I'm sure he do a lot of drugs too. Bring a lot of low life back to the apartment.
Oh, bad boy Bobby. Well, this story is one of those about a visitor to Bobby's apartment. But I wouldn't call this person a low life. No. In fact, I'd be careful, pretty careful, never to insult such a person. Ever.
California, Callery, Call of the Wild. How you doing?
Hey, Bobby. I haven't seen you in a few days. It's a long time for you.
Yeah, counting pennies.
Aren't we all? Luckily, we still have your favorite shot and a beer special.
You know me too well, and the answer is yes. It's kind of dead in here, huh?
Yeah, you always say that. It's always dead in here, man.
Yeah, but it's even deader than normal tonight.
Here you go. What do you expect? It's a Monday night. Come on.
I swear, Cal, if this wasn't the bar closest to my apartment, I wouldn't... Can you remember the last time a hot chick actually even walked into this place?
Been a while. Not on my watch, at least. Feeling the itch, huh?
That's like the old song goes. It's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
Hey!
Here you come. Oh. Hey, Millie.
Hey, Bobby. I got a $5 bill right here. Why don't you and me go pick out some rad tunes on the jukebox?
I'm talking with Cal here, Millie.
Okay, just come over and meet me by the jukebox when you're done talking to him.
Hey, Millie, hon, please do me a favor. Don't put any of that crap you like on the jukebox, all right?
Oh, well, I can put on something that you like
Millie, I kind of had a headache right now. Let's keep it nice and quiet in the bar so Cal and I can talk, okay, sweetie?
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll be over here, though, if you change your mind. Bye.
All right. God. Case in point right there. Frumpy, dumpy, dizzy broads. That's all we get around here.
She really likes you, stud.
Shut up. What's up with her breath?
Oof, can smell it all the way here from behind the bar. Meatloaf and wild turkey definitely don't mix.
She's gross.
Oh, don't be too picky, man. The deeper we get into winter, the better she's going to start looking to you, bud.
I'll be all right. Things aren't looking that desperate. Yet.
No, I guess you can afford to be picky, huh?
Hey, man, look, we're both good-looking guys. I'm a filmmaker, you're a musician.
Correction, I'm a musician who bartends to make rent. You're a waiter with a screenplay under your arm.
A screenplay? No. A great script. And that script is under my belt, not my arm.
You sold it then?
No. But my ex-yoga teacher, she has Steve Buscemi as a private client. And I'm going to get her to pass a script onto him.
Awesome. I love Buscemi.
I didn't really have Steve in mind for it, but, you know, hell, I'll make a fit for him.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
Viv is my name.
Viv? Like Vivian. I love that name.
No, like Viv.
Oh. I've never seen you around here before.
Well, this is just what I was talking about a second ago, Cal. We need some new blood in here.
Which of you wants to go outside for a smoke?
I'm trying to give it up, but I'm feeling tempted right now.
No. You better stay in here and watch your post, Cal. I'm your man, Viv. Hey, Cal, let me borrow your lighter.
Drop dead.
Thank you, Cal. You won't be needing that. Sorry, dude, she's totally into my vibe. Really, better luck next time. Amen. Follow me, Viv. Holy God, it's freezing. How are you out here without a jacket?
I like the cold.
That's some dress you got on. I can't tell if you're wearing that dress or if that dress is wearing you.
What cheap detective novel did you lift that one from?
You do like the cold. What part of Siberia from?
I don't come from anywhere.
So you're not from New York?
I travel a lot, always on the move.
So what brings you to this dive?
I was intentionally looking for some place that was totally dead. Where I could be left alone.
Alone? Who's bothering you?
No one's bothering me.
Except me, right? I knew I could make you smile.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
You love the cold. Well, man, you got me beat.
I've decided I like you.
So suddenly?
Hey, Bobby. You have a cigarette I could bum off of you?
Since when do you smoke, Millie?
Sometimes I do, you know, like after a long day, after a long, hard day.
I'm all out of smokes, Millie. Go back inside before you catch cold, all right?
Hi. Ooh, I love that dress.
Thanks.
I don't know if I could get away with wearing black sequins like that, but, you know, it looks great on you, though.
Hey, go back inside,
oh,
all right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Jeez! Always with the butting in, crying out loud.
Do you like magic, Bobby?
Where did that come from?
Do you like magic?
Are you serious?
Deadly serious.
Why, are you gonna turn a trick?
Never mind. See you around.
No, wait. Hold on. Bad joke. I know. Okay, I apologize. You do magic. Oh, great. Like illusions and stuff?
That's what I do. Illusions and stuff.
Well, great. Well, here's an idea. Let's go back inside, and then you can show everybody in the bar some of your magic.
My magic is a one-on-one type thing. That's what I do. That's my line of work.
Well, my place is right around the corner. It's a stone's throw. This bar's my local.
That's fine. We can go there. If you live alone, that is.
I do. You know, I think you're one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. No, actually, that's a lie. I think you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Do you want to see my magic?
I want to see your magic more than anything. Why don't we go in and have one more for the road and then head to my place?
Okay, maybe I've made a mistake.
Wait, hold on a second. What is it you're going to show me? You're going to saw me in half or something?
Don't be stupid. Are we going to your place or not?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Close your eyes for a second.
Why?
Just do as I say.
Okay.
Now open them.
Hey, where did you go?
Now close your eyes again.
Holy, where's your voice coming from?
I said close your eyes.
Okay.
Now open them again.
You're back. Oh, that was amazing. How the hell did you do that?
I'm the best there is, Bobby. Now, do you want to see my real magic? Well, that was just a common trick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Where's your apartment?
Follow me.
Hey, Bobby! Where you been, man? I haven't seen you in over a week. Everybody's been asking for you. Dude, you haven't answered any of my texts or anything. Bobby? Bobby, what's the matter?
Pour me a shot, Cal. Please.
Sure, yeah. Bobby, you don't look good, man. Are you sick?
I'm scared, Cal. I've never been so scared before, not in all my life.
Well, what's going on?
That girl? The one that was here last time I was here in the bar?
The chick in the black sequin dress, yeah? I mean, what'd she do to you? Did she give you some kind of disease? Is that what all those sores and blisters on your face is from?
Cal, you won't believe me if I tell you.
Try me.
I took Viv back to my place. She said she wanted to show me some magic.
Okay, Bobby, are you ready?
What do you think of my place? Not a bad bachelor pad, eh? I bet you didn't think it would look as good as this.
Bobby, pay attention closely.
Okay.
What I'm about to show you has only been seen by a very few privileged men. I'm offering you a very unique opportunity.
I love that. Hey, why don't you just take...
Don't touch me. Don't. You do not touch me.
Okay.
Understand?
Not really. I don't. I don't understand. Are we talking about sex or not?
We might be. But you don't know that greater rewards do exist. Don't you want to be rewarded, Bobby?
Look, I love games and all, but, you know, up to a point.
Just stand right where you are, Bobby, and listen. Like everything else worth knowing, it all begins with a story. Many suns and moons ago, there was a time when the silver of the moon that reflected on the lake was actually silver, and the gold of the afternoon sun upon the lake was truly gold. But no one knew just how.
Right, Viv, look, it's late. I know, and I'm starting to get tired. Can we just cut to the chase?
You interrupted me.
All right, okay, look, here's 75 bucks. It's all I got on me, it's all yours, but let's just stop all the nonsense, please.
How dare you?
What? It's what you want, right? I mean, why else would you come up to my apartment after I just met you? Well, what's so funny? I mean, look, here's the money. It's what you want, right? I mean, now tell me, what does 75 bucks buy me? At this point, I just settle for a strip show.
Oh, a strip show? Is that what you want?
Like I said, I'll take whatever at this point.
I can do that for you.
Great. Okay, here's the money.
You keep your money, Bobby. Stand back, Bobby.
You know what she did then, Cal?
What?
She turned out the lights so that all you could see was the moonlight coming through my living room window. I mean, she looked even more incredible. I was totally excited, mesmerized as she started to dance for me in her tight black sequins dress in the middle of my living room. I never saw anything so beautiful. But then I... You won't believe this part.
No, go on, Bobby.
She froze. And then she tapped her hand once on her hip, and I saw it. I saw them.
What are you talking about? Saw what?
The sequins. The black sequins on her dress. I noticed that they were moving. Squirming. In a really strange way. And then she tapped on her hip twice more, and
Bobby.
And all the sequins flew from her body until she was standing there completely naked, except they weren't sequins.
Bobby.
They were little insects. Little black bugs. The sequins of her dress were little black bugs, and they scattered all over my apartment, and then they disappeared into the darkness.
I want to believe you, buddy, but I mean...
And then she started to laugh. I've never heard a person, a human being, laugh like that before. I can't get the sound of her laughter out of my head, man.
Dude, don't you know this was all a trick, man? A magic trick. She wanted to show you a trick, remember? Or maybe your drink was drugged.
No. I passed out right there in the living room. When I woke up the next day, she was gone. And that's when my real problems began.
Now, don't tell me there were really bed bugs all over your place.
No! No, not that I can see, but they're there. They must be. I mean, look at my face, my arms, my chest. Something is eating away at me while I sleep.
Call a bed bug exterminator. I know, they can be expensive. I can lend you some dough.
Don't you know? I already tried that. I called a guy.
Hello, Mr. Jameson, Eddie Golden, bed bug eradicator. This here is Spark. This pup here is a pro at finding bed bugs. Oh, Spark, easy, pal. What's the matter, boy?
It's all right. Come on in.
Spark, hey, easy. I'm sorry, Mr. Jameson. I've never seen him do anything like this before. Spark, come on now, boy. We need you to come inside this gentleman's apartment. Come on, don't be so silly. Spark, come on in. Come on. There you go. Wow, he's spooked by something.
So what happened?
They couldn't find anything. Bed bugs, roaches, rodents, nothing. No sign of infestation or not even a single bug. I tried another guy and the exact same thing.
Well, tell you what, why don't you crash at my place until you figure it all out? I mean, there has to be an explanation for all of this. Stay on my couch. There's no bugs there to attack you, for sure.
Really? Really? You'd do that for me? I think I'd really like to take you up on that.
You could stay with me if you like, Bobby.
Millie, now's not a good time. Bobby! Bobby! Oh, God. Millie, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you all dressed up like that for?
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I was just trying to impress him. He was so into that girl last time he was here. I don't know. I just thought maybe he would notice me more if I wore a dress like hers, you know? I saw one just like it in the window of the Stray thrift store and Skillman and... Well, it just happened to be my size.
And now, this message from one of our sponsors.
You hear that? That's the sound of a bed bug crawling up the side of your mattress. What's he looking for as he crawls across your comforter antennas up
Fangs drawn, just searching, searching, searching. That's right, for blood! Your blood, Mac! And look, he signaled to all his bedbug buddies to join in on the feast. And know what's on his menu?
No, no, no!
Correct! Your body, babe! Don't give these pests another drop of your hard-earned blood and call me Eddie Golden, the golden standard in bedbug execution. You call me and I guarantee that every bedbug will be a dead bug!
Eddie! Oh, Eddie, please help me.
You'll be there in a second, babe. Look, people, I come from the mean streets of New York City. Where I come from, you take a bite out of one of my clients, we're taking your whole family out. Yeah, I'm talking to you, bedbugs. You crawling scum.
Oh, they're all in my mattress. There must be thousands of them. Help!
All right, hang tight, lady, all right? Not only do I kill them, I will personally guarantee that each of their deaths will be as slow and painful.
Help! They backed me into a corner. They're surrounding me.
With my trusty bedbug-seeking hound, Spark! We find the cowards where they hide and then make them pay using only the finest in American bedbug massacring technology.
They're crawling up my legs.
Okay, folks, gotta go. Come on, Spark. Let's go find us some bedbugs.
They're right here.
Call Eddie Golden, the golden standard of bedbug killing excellence. You can find him somewhere on the web. But it's best to text him between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at 1-718-212-646. That's 1-718-212-646. Call today.
Guy, I do email too. bedbugdead@aol.com.
Solitude is fine, said the great Honoré de Balzac. But you need someone to tell you that solitude is fine. In a hectic urban existence, it's easy to sympathize with a person's craving for aloneness. But at what cost does such a yearning come? The subject of our final account this evening, a certain Ms. Leslie Knox. It may provide, perhaps, an unfortunate case study. Wouldn't you agree, Hermes? Hermes?
Leslie Knox. She was a nice girl, I think. She lived in 4A, nicest apartment on the fourth floor. I thought maybe it would all work out for her. That's what I thought.
Why? Why can you never take my side?
Because you always have to act like an ass!
Really? Really? Well, allow me to remind you of a few things.
Oh, don't you even! If you even think of throwing that in my face again, I'm just gonna...
Oh, what is it?
Guys, please. We can hear you too from the street outside.
Oh my God, I am so sorry, Leslie.
This is so embarrassing. I'm sorry, Les.
We're having a really hard time right now.
Okay, I understand. Well, can we just try to talk in a normal tone of voice, please? This is far from the first time I'm asking you this.
We're the worst roommates. I'm so sorry.
Look, if the two of you really need to argue that loudly, maybe think about, I don't know, walking around the corner. Maybe to the park?
Oh, not in a public place. That would be so inconsiderate.
Oh, I see.
Plus, it's really cold outside right now.
Yeah, okay.
I know, Les. We suck. I promise. We're starting couples therapy real soon.
Did either of you happen to see Dennis around?
I think he went up the block to get some smokes. We're supposed to watch the game later this afternoon.
Great. Well, if you see him before I do, can you please let him know that I've been looking for him? He still owes me for the Con Ed and cable bills for the last 3 months.
Oh, God, really? Still?
What a dirtbag. He has money for smokes every day, but doesn't have money for the bills? Class act.
Yeah, why do you put up with a guy like that?
Oh, hey, Dennis.
Hey.
Hi, Dennis. Would you happen to have the money you owe me for the cable and Con Ed bills?
No. Sorry, Liz. I will get it to you, how you say, ASAP.
ASAP, so like... When?
A week?
Oh, all 3 months worth that you owe me in a week?
Pretty much, yes.
Pretty much, okay. Okay. Hey, guys. Dennis, Susan, Johnny. Can we all meet in the common area for a minute? I got something to tell you all.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Hey there.
Okay, everybody. So we've been living together in this apartment for about 4 years now.
4 years as of next month.
Well, I have an announcement. I've come to the decision that as of next month, I am moving out.
What? That's only a month's notice.
Les, you can't do that.
I have to terminate the lease, and as you all know, the lease is all in my name.
No, you know Old Man Elms hates us. He'll toss us out without a lease. I mean, he's going to jump at the first chance.
Well, you don't know that for sure.
Oh, you know he won't let us stay. If he doesn't kick us out, he's going to price us out.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
I thought we had a good thing going here.
That is so cold, man. I swear I was going to pay you back.
I'm going to be moving to a place of my own, all right? No more roommates for me.
In this city, on your salary, and how are you going to manage to swing that?
Well, I haven't got a nice promotion at my job, but that's...
Well, good for you and all.
This
but,
is so messed up. This couldn't be happening at the worst time for me.
Oh, for you, maybe. Look, I'm sorry, guys. It's nothing personal, but I'm just too old for living with roommates like this. We're all too old, okay? I mean, I'm going to be 30 this year. So come on, we all need to grow up and just move on.
Yeah, well, easy for you to say. None of us makes enough money to live anywhere decent on our own in this city.
Well, look, I'm willing to pay you guys your shares of the security deposit, but beyond that, well, we just need to part ways.
You know, I wish you would think about us and where this leaves us, Les.
Oh, a lecture in thoughtfulness, huh, Dennis? From someone who owes me over $300 in back bills. A true expert in the field you are, I must say.
Ha. So we all agree, Dennis sucks. We can get someone else.
Hey!
Hey, yeah, come on. I mean, give us another chance anyway. We love this place.
No. No. Okay, so everyone, am I totally clear here? I'm moving out next month. Any questions? Anybody have anything else important to say?
Oui, yes. That stack of dirty dishes in the sink. Only one of them is mine, and I'm not cleaning the rest of them up.
Okay, miss, welcome to the building. Here you go with the keys.
Oh, Hermes, do you know? This is just one of the happiest days of my life.
You have a lot of stuff, right? Might be tough to get the big stuff to the fourth floor.
Well, since I am saving so much money with no broker fees and, and rent here, well, I could afford and I hired some good movers.
Okay, that's good.
Well, as soon as you showed me the apartment, I was so happy. This is the kind of place I've always wanted. A real old school New York apartment building with no broker fee. Rent stabilized, too? Oh, you've got me. Hook, line, and sinker, Hermes.
Okay, well, if you have a problem anytime, just ring my buzzer. Anytime.
Oh, I'm going to be your most satisfied tenant. I guarantee it. You're never going to hear from me. You won't even know I'm here.
Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Miss Suffolk.
Oh, come on now. Everything's a lot more laid back in this division. Everyone here just calls each other by their first names.
Just call me May, please.
It's just I'm so used to calling you Miss Suffolk.
Well, we're going to be seeing a lot more of each other every day than we did in the past, so believe me, it's going to wear off very quickly.
Oh, I'm sure. Just give me a day or two and I'll get used to it. So I'm here for you to walk me through the accounts, right? May?
Maybe you should keep calling me Miss Suffolk. You sounded a little pained there.
Oh.
Okay. I'm kidding, Leslie. It's a joke.
Oh! Sorry. I'm just a little nervous. The promotion comes with a lot more responsibilities, for sure, but I know I can handle it.
Well, that's why you were promoted, Leslie. The timing couldn't be better. This is where you are meant to be. I mean that.
Where I'm meant to be.
This is NPR's Morning Edition.
Oh, yes.
Yes!
Oh, my God, this is better than I imagined. To wake up to an empty apartment. It's my own place. I love it. I love you. I love it. I love it. Oh, it's so peaceful and so quiet. Oh, I never want this to end. Oh, look at all that beautiful sunlight flooding the apartment. Oh, I don't miss them. No, not at all. Not a smidge. Losers. Starting today, I'm going to start living my life. For real, this time. I'm going to do things I've always wanted to do, things I've never done. For example, there's no one here, right? I can just drop my nightgown off and just walk around with no clothes on and go wild. I'm in my own space. I can be a freaky like that, and yes, come on. Oh, and I can just walk around this apartment. No clothes are on. No clothes are on me. I'm in my apartment. No idiotic roommates. Maybe I'll call out from work and just work from home today. And I'll be working from home totally naked. And I'll be on the phone with May and she'll have no idea that she's talking to a completely naked person. Oh my God. Oh God. Hey, well, I know I pulled all the shades down in the living room. I know I did. I always do. Why are they up? When would I have left them up? Oh my God. I'm sure somebody saw me. Oh my God. Putting this nightgown back on. Okay. Bacon smells good. Bacon smells good. Ooh, couple of eggs will go well with that. That's strange. 10 eggs. Wait, there are 10 eggs left? I think I only had one since I bought this carton. Well, there should be 11 eggs in here. 10. Well, I'm totally certain of it. What's the use? 10 eggs. Well, now there will be 9 eggs left. Yep. Nine eggs. Oh, what the hell? This is yummy and this is good and this is protein. Ah. 8 eggs. Yes. Might as well live a little. Oh, hey, Mom. Yes. Yes, you have to stop worrying. Oh, I appreciate the call. Yes, I'm fine. I like living alone. No, correction. I love it. No, it's the first time I've ever had a place completely to myself in my entire adult life. No, I'm not lonely. I like being all alone. At least I do now. No. I'm not interested in seeing anyone. No, I don't mean not ever. Just not now. Mom. Mom. Hey. That's so strange. No, I wasn't talking about you, Mom. I just noticed something as I'm walking around the apartment, that a bottle of vodka I bought yesterday. Well, yes, I make Bloody Marys sometimes. Once in a blue moon, Mom. I said once in a blue moon. I'm not a big drinker like you. I mean, not as big of a drinker as you are. God, I didn't mean it that way, Mom. Stop it. Don't be insulted, okay? Drop it for a sec. The bottle, it's just that there's something funny about it. I'm looking at it now, and I'm certain that I didn't drink that much of it. Well, but I would have noticed this. Well, the cap is off, and there's a huge red smudge on the opening of the bottle. No, Mom, it's not blood. Well, it can't be blood. It looks more like, oh, it's lipstick. Yeah, it's lipstick, all right. Why is that strange? Mom, how long have you known me? I never wear lipstick.
We're sending out to Sweetleaf for some coffees, Leslie. Would you like one too?
No thanks, May. I just had a cup.
You sure now? Pardon my saying, but it looks like you could use another. Up burning the midnight oil last night?
Oh, I did have trouble sleeping last night, but... Sure, put me in for a cup. Black, please.
You got it.
May?
Yes?
You seem like someone who's kind of like me, you know, very detail-oriented, very exact and precise about things.
Yes. That's why we're the right people for this line of work. That's why you have your own office now.
Right. So I pride myself on the way I keep order in my life and in my work. I can't help it, really. I mean, sometimes I wonder if I'm a tad OCD.
Yeah, it can be a burden sometimes, I suppose. When I spend 5 minutes shaving a pencil until it meets my standards of perfect sharpness, I can see why people like us can be annoying to some people.
But have you ever, how do I put this? Have you ever noticed a disruption to your personal order of things? You know, inconsistencies where you know for sure in your heart and mind there shouldn't be any.
I'm not sure I follow you, Leslie. Excuse me, there's a conference call I have to take. I'll have Ken bring your coffee in when it arrives.
Ms. Knox?
Oh, Hermes! Oh, you startled me a bit. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. Oh, Ms. Knox, I need to speak with you.
Oh, is everything okay?
You know, in the lease, it says very clear, no loud party and not having too many guests.
Hermes? Hermes, I live alone, you know that. When could you have heard any noise coming from my apartment?
During the daytime. Definitely coming from here, your place. I hear lots of loud music and laughing, like a party. I knock on the door and nobody answered me.
What? That's impossible. I'm at work during the day. I wasn't here. There must be a mistake. Oh, Hermes? Hermes, are you okay? Wait, what's wrong, Hermes?
Nothing. I'm sorry. Yes, Maybe it's my mistake.
Susan.
What's up, Les? How's life since you broke up the band?
Susan, I just got off the phone with Dennis, and I'm going to tell you what I told him.
What's going on, Les?
Look, I know you guys are up to something. You're all messing with me. You're gaslighting me.
But gas gaslighting you? What the hell is that? What are you talking about?
I know you are all still mad at me, but the prank is over, you guys, okay? I'm on to you, and it stops now. You hear me? All the little subtle things you knew I would notice, missing eggs, disappearing vodka, throwing loud parties when I'm not at home.
What?
Well, and take what happened today, the rose lying in the bathtub. Why is there a single solitary rose lying on the bottom of my bathtub? Come on, just admit it, Susan. You know, please, just tell me, admit it. You guys are messing with me, right?
First of all, I don't care about you. Second, me and Johnny live on the opposite coast. We're in L.A. now, so slow your roll there with the accusations, Toots.
Wait, what? You're in L.A.? Well, Dennis, he said he was in Seattle.
Yeah, we're all done with the old NYC. And we're all done with the Y-O-U, too.
Okay, that's all of them, miss. I checked all the doors and windows.
Nothing?
No signs of anything, any kind of break-in. The locks haven't been tampered with. I took a very close look.
Well, how can that be?
And you say since you've started noticing these things, nothing of real value has gone missing?
Well, just an egg and a little bit of booze, I guess.
An egg and a sip of vodka. Okay. But it's still within the realm of possibility that you lost or misplaced the egg, or in the case of the booze, drank it.
I'm not some crazy lush, officer. I'm not one to lose or misplace things like that.
All right, okay. Let's relax for a minute. Do you keep any spare keys in the apartment?
Well, I have one spare key. Look, it's right here under this sugar bowl.
When have you had any guests over?
I haven't had any visitors since I moved in. Well, not even my parents. None at all.
So you haven't brought anybody back here then? Not once?
No, I'm sure of it. Not a soul.
You're sure now?
Why? Why, what are you looking at?
Someone didn't wipe their feet when they came in earlier.
Oh.
I can tell by looking at your shoes that your feet are too small to leave tracks that size. But those definitely look like women's shoes. A bigger woman, though. Your Aunt Bertha, maybe? All righty, then. Let me tell you what. Give us a call if you notice anything else strange.
Oh, anything else?
Look, miss, not much else I can do here. I don't know. It seems to be something you don't want to tell me. That's fine. When you decide you want to give us the whole story, you can just give us a call.
Come in.
Oh, sure.
Let me get right down to it. We need to talk.
I know. My work is suffering.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it is.
I know. I'm sorry.
What's happening to you? You look different.
Since when do you wear so much makeup?
I just need a little time. I'm having trouble at home.
Want to tell me about it? It's okay. It'll stay between us.
Something is living with me in my apartment. Something. I don't know. Someone I can't see. Crazy, right?
Okay. Go on.
I think it's female. A woman was once a woman.
A ghost?
Is that what it is? I don't know. I just don't know. What did I do to deserve? I just wanted to be alone. You know, May, whatever it is, put all this makeup on my face while I was sleeping last night. I never wear makeup, especially not lipstick. But you know what else? What else happened?
What's that?
Oh, you already think I've just lost it.
Please, go on.
I ran into the living room. I sat on the couch by the window. I was shaking, you see. I found a cigarette. I haven't smoked in 12 years. I gave it up, but as things started to get worse, I recently bought a pack. So I lit a cigarette, and I took a big pull. And when I exhaled, I saw the smoke. I saw in the smoke by the frosted window a face. Her face. And when the smoke disappeared, so did her face. That was the first time I saw her.
What did she look like? The face.
It's better if I don't describe it.
Okay. And then what happened?
Well, I tried to leave my apartment. I went to the door, and I unlocked it. But then she locked it. I unlocked it again. And she locked it again.
Well, you're here now. How did you get out?
The fire escape. I climbed down the fire escape. In the middle of the night, no one saw me. No one heard me. I stayed in an all-night diner till it was time to go to work. May, I don't think I can go back there. I can't. I won't. May, you're going to have to let me go, aren't you?
It's not as important right now. I will say this. Person to person, woman to woman, I think you need to talk to someone.
So, I don't have a job here anymore, right? Do I?
Leslie, need any help carrying that night table into your room? You must be exhausted from moving all that other stuff in here.
I've got it. Thanks, Kelly.
Careful not to scuff the wall going in.
Oh.
You sure I can't help you?
All right. Guess you can. Help
okay.
Me.
All right. Got it here on my side. Ready? All right, here we go. All the way in. All right, good. Watch yourself there. Right here is good?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Kelly.
See, that's the good thing about having someone like me as a roommate. I got a lot of muscle. Ran track in college. Was kind of a jock, surprise, I know. Hey,
Oh, no.
An egg? Is that an egg that just rolled into the room? That can't be mine. I don't like eggs. Allergic to them.
Oh, no. And everyone, we do have the amazing Ms. Martina Da Silva again. Welcome her, please.
One, the silvery moonlight that shines above. I walk with my shadow, I talk with my echo, but where is the one I love? We three will wait for you, even till eternity. My echo, my shadow, and me.
Amazing, Ms. Martina Da Silva, as we know. Woo! Fabulous. Thank you. Well, so before we part this evening, I do want to thank our very special guest, who probably dug himself out of quite a bit of snow.
That's my job.
Mr. Hermes Wilson, everyone.
Oh, thank you. This is a good show.
Thank you, Hermes. Well, it's been very nice to have you here. Hermes, now that we've heard all of these chilling stories about what happens in the building that you work in and live in, I must ask you, are you not frightened to live there and work there?
Well, the building is a nice place to live, good people. Nothing ever bothered me. I just make a deal. A deal with the spirits. I just say to them, hey, spirits, leave me alone. And they leave me alone.
Really? That's all there is to it?
Seems to work for me. And one other thing.
Oh, yes.
The fourth floor. Just don't go up there. Not at night. Never at night.
Hermes Wilson, everyone. Well, that concludes tonight's show. We do hope that you all enjoyed it. Let's have a huge hand for our amazing and wonderful cast, Ms. Courtney Gillian Cholovich. Mr. James Reeser. Ms. Annabelle Rollison. Mr. Michael Pate. Mr. Eric Davey Gislason. Mr. Bill Heydrich. And Mr. Daniel Graves. Our otherworldly musical score was improvised and performed by the magnificent Mr. Dove Mansky. The ghostly singing voice accompanying us this evening was our own Ms. Martina Da Silva. Our theme music is by BAFTA award-winning composer Mr. Jason Graves. Find more information about Jason, including links to his Twitters, Facebooks, and things at jasongraves.com. Our superb sound effects engineer this evening was Mr. Andrew Hammond. Our production sound designer is the unbeatable Mr. Greg Russ. Special thanks to the amazing and most warm, welcoming, and hospitable staff here at the Slipper Room. Our show was written by Mr. Sylvan Sandovar and Mrs. Rebecca Graves. It was produced by myself, Mr. Daniel Graves, Mrs. Rebecca Graves, and Mr. Gustavo Rodriguez. We shall return to this stage here at the Slipper Room, Sunday, 22nd of February, for our Shadows of New Orleans show. We'll be throwing everything into a big old pot of gumbo, and I do mean everything. All right, babies, tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. A little shout out for Fifth and Maiden, a friend of mine who has created the lovely jewelry that I'm wearing this evening. Fifth and Maiden. Find it on storeenvy.com. For all things Fireside and some lovely photos and little blurbs about us, including links to our celebrated podcast, and show listings and lots of other fun stuff, simply go to firesidemysterytheater.com. You can also find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and etc. We are loads of fun to follow, so please do. Well, this is your very own humble mistress of the macabre. I'm Ali Silva. I wish you all nothing but warmth and affection. And as I impart my deepest gratitude to all of you who have come out on the most yucky of days, I hope that your journey home is to a place that you nest that is warm and cozy, a respite from this crazy but amazing city. Remember, it's best to travel in numbers if you can. But if you must go it alone, avoid the shortcuts, the unlit corners, the empty subway cars. They're stinky. Dark alleys. It's truly in those places you must mind the shadows. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Fireside Mystery Theater. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and please rate and review us on iTunes. For live show dates, please visit our website at firesidemysterytheater.com. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, be sure to mind the shadows.